This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Easier would dating be if everybody came with their own warning sign? Like, you cut in, yeah, you know about their crazy up front.
It cut out all the initial dating and trying to work out the red flags. And what does that mean? Is that a red flag? Don't worry about that. No, just give it to me right here in front of me. You're the worst thing.
You probably couldn't do a warning sign for everything, but like your main thing that you should probably let people know about.
We all have one.
Yeah. What would your dating warning be?
Oh, mine's easy.
Okay.
Date me, you're going to get spoken about on the radio.
That's true. That's a casualty of your dating life.
You will remain anonymous, but you better be good because you're going to get spoken about.
Okay.
What would yours
be? I thought yours was going to have to do something with food, but I think that's a good one. Mine would probably be that I will hide all of my online shopping from you.
That's perfect for you.
I won't lie to you, or at least try not to lie to you. I don't like to be a liar, but I will bend the truth, fib a little, especially when it comes to my online purchases.
That's perfect for you. You wait till your husband's out to go get out of the car. You'll leave it in the car until you have a moment. You are amazing at that.
Yeah. All right. We want to know from you, what would your warning sign be? Specifically, if you were dating.
Your dating warning sign. All right. Let's do it. 888-431-3764. Your dating warning sign. Text or call. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Kat Killingdon. You go on a date with me, you're going to get spoken about on the radio. That's my number one dating warning sign. Kelly, what's yours?
If I were still dating, I would probably say, I will hide all of my online shopping from you.
Very appropriate.
Super loyal, but I will lie through my teeth about how much I spend shopping. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
I want to be anonymous.
Oh, okay. Ooh. This should be a great warning sign then. What would yours be?
Mine would be, I've had trouble picking the wrong guy, so I've been married 5 times.
Okay, that is a good warning sign. Now, in normal life where you don't have that sign, how many dates until that comes out?
The very first date.
You disclose it immediately?
Yes, that is like a big one.
Do you start with it? Like, nice to meet you. My name is fill in the blank, and you might be my sixth marriage?
Well, not like that. But, I mean, I let them know, though. But yeah, not like that.
You can't do that first. You've got to draw them in, make them love you, and then you hit them with the bomb. So they forgive you easier.
Well, I mean, to me, it's just easier that way. Get it out of the way.
I'm with you. Yeah, no. Let them know up front. If that is too big of a deal for you, then cool. Don't waste my time.
Exactly.
You're just doing it wrong. Your first date's your highlight reel, not your worst moments.
Says the guy that's single. Somebody weighed in on Instagram here. Says, my dating warning sign would be, proceed with caution. I feel like that's vague. You need to be a little more specific. What is your exact thing that people might go, oh, could that be a red flag?
Like the 909 here. Doesn't eat messy food. Will eat pizza and burgers with a fork. If you eat pizza with a fork on a date with me, there won't be a second date.
That's interesting. That's an interesting one. Okay. What would yours be? You could call or text us. 888-431-3764. Would Morgan Wallen simply say, I'm the problem? It might, right?
I love this new song. He absolutely would.
It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. What would your warning sign be, especially if you were dating? Something that people should probably know about you because it might affect the future of your relationship.
Mine is simple. You're going to get spoken about on the radio. Yeah. I'm an open book. And everybody I have dated has said that. They're like, am I going to be spoken on the radio? And I think they secretly like it in a weird way.
I was going to, it might almost be a compliment. Like, oh.
They're like, you're not going to speak about me on the radio, are you? But then they're sort of hoping I will.
Right. Yeah. And you will. You 100% will. 951 checks in and says, my warning sign would be, I have a record.
Oh.
Like a criminal record?
Is that, that must mean that, right?
I don't know.
I need more than that.
Yeah, a record of what?
you can't
is this a Guinness World Record? Criminal record?
You can't be vague about a warning sign. A warning sign has to be fully transparent.
You would think so. Like the 909 who texted and says, I have a crazy baby mama. That is a great warning sign. People should probably know that.
949 says, I always have an exit strategy.
Oh.
That's terrifying.
A little bit. 562, warning, I'm an overthinker.
Yeah, that's tough to deal with sometimes. 951, I will disclose that I'm a veteran. I'm scared off more than a few over the years when the veteran comes out. Rah.
Really? I wouldn't think a veteran would be a thing to run from. That's not a red flag. You're dating a hero.
You are great. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sorry for that, 951. Thank you for what you've done to protect our country. We appreciate it.
Well said.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.